So we are reading Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Vibhuti Yoga, chapter 10, the opulence of the absolute, and we have verse 30. Praladaschasmi daityanam kalakalayatamam mriganam cha mrigendroham vainateyascha pakshinam prahlada prahlada cha also asmi I am daityanam of the demons kala time kalayatam of subduers aham I am mriganam of animals cha and mriga indra the lion
govinda
govinda this is this eucalyptus and aham I am vainateya garuda cha also Pakshinam of birds. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Among the Daitya demons, I am the devoted Prahlad. Among subduers, I am time. Among beasts, I am the lion. And among birds, I am Garuda. Diti and Aditi are two sisters. The sons of Aditi are called Adityas, and the sons of Diti are called Daityas. All the Adityas are devotees of the Lord. Some are very famous. Which famous Adityas do you know? They're all famous, but some we could see today. Which Aditya did you see today? For short seconds. The sun. He's an Aditya. All the Adityas are devotees of the Lord, and all the Daityas are atheistic. Although Prahlad was born in the family of the Daityas, he was a great devotee from his childhood because of his devotional service and godly nature. He is considered to be a representative of Krishna. There are many subduing principles, but time wears down all things in the material universe and so represents Krishna. Of the many animals, the lion is the most powerful and ferocious. And of the million varieties of birds, Garuda, the bearer of Lord Vishnu, is the greatest. Prahladaschasmi daityanam kala kalayatamaham riganam chamrigendroham vainateyascha pakshinam. Among the daitya demons, I am the devoted Prahlad. Among subduers, I am time. Among beasts, I am the lion. And among birds, I am Garuda. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Agyananjana Shkalakaya Chakshurmeritamina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham Pancha Kalpadarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Chapaditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaham Yasya prasadagyupi sadhya sarvagyatam rajetsa shri chaitanya devame bhagavan samprasidatu Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Everything wonderful is Krishna. And everything horrible, if it is the most horrible, will also be Krishna. Not ordinary horrible, but the most. So horrible that it becomes wonderful. Like time. that eats everything. In many places, above the entrance to a temple, they have a figure of, he's called Yari, especially South India. There's a figure of a mouth, eyes, big eyes. So this is a companion of the Lord. And above the entrance, above the door, he has the upper jaw with teeth. But there is no lower jaw and lower row of teeth. Why? Because it's considered that the lower jaw is on the other side of the earth. So he is eating the whole world. Yali. Yeah. Yes. There was some article in Back to Godhead or some of our, I think that was Back to Godhead article describing this. We have him over Nrisimhadev in Mayapur, in our temple. But other temples you will often see him. So, he's eating everything. There's no escape. And, so, everything, most. So time, here we have time, very prominent. So regarding time, there are many descriptions. One of the very famous lines, we have one student, so he was an actor, I think, from Hollywood. So he was quoting this in some of our classes. Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps in this petty pace from day to day. I'm sorry, this is difficult to translate. These things are difficult to translate. But I saw the official translation. It doesn't strike as well as this. Creeps, you know, like creeps, moves very slowly in this petty pace. You know, this creeps in this petty pace from day to day. To the last syllable of recorded time. And all our yesterdays have lighted fools the way to dusty death. Out, out, brief candle. Life's but a walking shadow. A walking shadow. A poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage. Struts. Walking very proudly. Ha ha. So here, life is just a poor player that struts and frets, express some big emotion upon the stage. That struts and frets his hour upon the stage. And then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Hare Krishna. This is Lady Macbeth, 5.5.155. So that's time. Time eating everything. Time eating everything. Everything is burning out. Everybody is writing some poems about time. So that's Krishna. This powerful. So Krishna has describe time also in the Bhagavad Gita in different ways. So this aspect, destroyer, is for non-devotees. For devotees, he has a different aspect. He's building your spiritual progress. So day after day, these are not useless yesterdays. Your yesterdays are jewel bricks, diamond bricks, in the temple, building your temple for Krishna in the heart. That's a devotee, and that's what time is for a devotee. For a devotee, time is a builder. For a non-devotee, time is a destroyer. For a devotee, time is a builder. For a non-devotee, time separates. For a devotee, time just lets you ripen. Like you have... What do you have? I remember Bharata Prabhu was planting something near the temple. What was he planting? Something that was growing Also somewhere else he was planting. So you plant and you need, let's say, cherry or apple or figs or nice, what do you like, all of you? And that grows in 1 year. Raspberry, you like raspberry? Or strawberry. So after you plant, you need time. You need some conditions and time. So that also how Krishna acts for a devotee. That for a devotee, you can see that for a devotee, this is our gardening of Bhakti Lata in the heart. So for a devotee, this is something that's very helpful, this time. Time is also helpful. There is a story, some of you may know, about a king who lost everything. There was a big revolt. Everybody, he lost to some other king, and then he lost his money, he lost his palace, he lost his family, he lost his money, he lost everything. And then he went to his friend, another king, and the other king, he said, "Oh, welcome, welcome." And he said, "Oh, you've lost everything. Yeah, okay, we are friends, I will help you. What should I do? Okay, take these 10 sheep. 10 sheep. Ovce, yeah? And go to the mountains." And he felt, I thought he will give me like half a kingdom or something, or at least a village. He's just giving me 10 sheep. So he's going to the mountains, and then in the mountains, after a few days, wolves attack and eat his sheep, and he has nothing. So he's coming back, your sheep was eaten. Were eaten. So he says, too bad. Take another 10 sheep. He gives him another 10 sheep. And again, he goes to the mountains, and a few days he's herding the sheep, herding, and after a few days again, wolves attack and eat these sheep. Oh, he comes back, such a bad time, what to do, everything was destroyed. He says, this is bad, take another 10 sheep. You know this story? You read or heard this story? And then he goes to the mountains with these 10 sheep, and there is a big storm, and lightning kills 2 sheep, and then some thieves come, take another 2 sheep, and the rest are just running away somewhere and fall into the ravine between the mountains, and nothing, again, all lost. So he's going, he's giving, take 5 sheep. He gives him 5 sheep, less. So with 5 sheep, he goes to the mountains. And he's very sad, I'm so useless, even 10 sheep I can't keep. So with these 5 sheep, he's there in the mountains, he's guarding them, he's herding them, he's looking after them, trying to see that nothing happens to them. And then after a few months, after some months, some sheep give birth to new sheep, more sheep and more sheep, and then after 1 or 2 years, he has 20 sheep, and then some more months pass, and 2-3 years pass, and he has 100 sheep. So he's coming to the king, he says, "See, I have 100 sheep." He says, "Oh, really? You have 100 sheep now? I gave you 5, now you have 100. He says, "Yes." He says, "Oh, very good. Okay, now I will give you this town. Take this town and rule it." So he starts ruling the town, and then people like him, and it's very successful, and then some other town joins, and some other, and he again grows a big, nice kingdom. So he goes to his friend, and he says, "Why didn't you give me this town immediately? Why did you wait for 3, 4, 5 years before giving me the town?" You know this, yeah? I said, "I wanted to see that your bad time is over. If I gave you that town, the same thing would happen to the town that happened to those first 10 sheep. It would be eaten by the wolves. It would be destroyed. So I wanted to check, are you ready? Is it the time?" And it was not the time. So therefore I was giving you just 10 sheep, 5 sheep, to see how you are able to move on. And then when I saw, oh, now it's going. So then I have given you the town, now you are successful. So for a devotee, sometimes time you have to wait some through the bad time, just survive, you know, like bad weather. Some of us are very traumatized, you know, this is Kali Yuga. We are growing from half families, quarter families, or even full families, but very traumatized. Everybody's quarreling all the time, so it's hard for us to be normal people. So, you know, something happens, you know, you get a flat tire in your car, so some people call the car service and we call the suicide hotline. Because for us it's so bad, oh, everything, oh, horrible, life is finished, flat tire, everything is lost. But sometimes it's just for a devotee enough to continue on the good path a little more. Continue a little more. A little more, a little more. And then this is a good path. This is a really good path. And then behind the next corner, behind the next turn, Krishna will send you some more help. Krishna can give you more. So Krishna is all the wonderful things. He destroys everything. He subdues everything as time. Nobody can say, I'm beyond the influence of time. Everybody is under the influence of time. Yeah. Even though they say, age, what do they say? Age is just a number. Age is just something else. Aging is a bad habit. Aging is a bad habit I don't have time for. Krishna Govinda. It's ridiculous. But nobody can run away from a disease, old age, and then finally death. And old age is only for the lucky. Yeah, those who are not lucky, they die early. Old age is for the lucky, and then death. And then, you know, if you didn't do anything with Krishna, in Krishna's service, then another birth, and so it goes round and round and round. Nobody can say, I am invulnerable. When I was just getting the Bhagavad Gita, I was arguing with the husband of my sister. And I was trying to tell him about Krishna and God, and he said, you know what? After I die, when God comes to me, I'll tell him, go away. When I was alive, I didn't worship you and I did not believe in you, so now you go away. Hare Krishna. Anyway, he has had, seems, rather rough life, and at the age of 60-something, he's actually finally gone. He passed on. I'm not sure God actually came to him personally, but there's not much you can do, you know. Everybody has to bow down to the last door of this life on the way out. Nobody can avoid. So to a devotee, Krishna comes as a mother lion to the small lions, very loving lion, and to non-devotees he comes as death. To non-devotees he comes as death. So he comes to everybody, but in the form people worship him, in a form that people can accept. So in the Gita he teaches us how to see him in everything wonderful, how to see all the powerful and wonderful and amazing things as his representations. So out of animals he's a lion. Have you seen a lion? Sandy, have you seen a lion? I remember some of my friends, they heard that Prabhupada said it's recommended for a devotee to see the variety of nature and go to a zoo. So they took me to a, what's it called, safari zoo or something, that you go there in the car. Yeah. So we went there, and there was, yeah, it was funny. It's forbidden to open the windows there. When we opened the window, I was filming, and the big Emu came. Emu, how you call this? Strauss. In Slovenian, how you call this? It's a big bird that runs very fast. Ostrich? Kako? Noi, yes, noi. And I was with a camera, so this noi came to the window, and he looked inside, and he saw the finger, he thought, oh, looks some like a piece of meat. He tried to, and he pink, back to the thing, he tried to eat it. It was very funny. But then we saw the lions, and there was a mama lion and papa lion. So papa lion was just bored. He was just lying. He was yawning. Huge mouth. Big teeth. But mama lion, she was looking very attentively. She was looking, okay, this one looks a little skinny, but this looks pretty good. Maybe I can dig him out from out of the car. This mama lion, she was looking very attentively. And I felt for the first time in my life as that someone is looking at me as food. And it was pretty, you know, unnerving. Unnerving. She was looking, maybe I can get him out of this car. So that was also Krishna's manifestation, very powerful animal that is allowed to eat meat, but they eat meat only when they are hungry. So you can see that sometimes they take a video as the lions are lying down in savanna somewhere in Africa, and right next to them, nearby, the antelopes and others are just herding, you know, like 20 meters away, completely peacefully, 10 meters away. No worry. Have you seen it? No worry. Because they know, he ate 3 days ago, he's still okay. He's not hungry. They're not afraid. In Tivoli, I've already seen a pair of deer. First there was one deer, one, then now I see two deer. And they already let you come very close, in this our corner, on this corner of Shishka Park. You come closer, and the deer looks very carefully at your hands. Do you have something? No, nothing. Okay, then it goes away. Have you seen them? Yeah. Almost every day I see them there. One place or another. Huh? Next time I should get something. I don't know if they will be peaceful enough to. We should train them. So, lion. And then when the lion starts, they're committed. They are very committed. And this is one thing that we should also learn from the lion. So Chanakya Pandit gives a list of 20 things we should learn from animals. Yes, 20 lessons. He says, learn one thing from a lion, one from a crane. Crane is a stork, how do you say? Four from a cock, five from a crow, six from a dog, and three from an ass. Hare Krishna. You probably know what are the six things. No, some good. You know the six good things? Okay. One excellent thing that can be learned from a lion is that whatever you intend to do should be done wholeheartedly, with full effort. Just do it. Some, whatever, 30 years ago in Korsnos, one Vamshi, he's from Zagreb, I think, is he? He told me during Prasadam, He said, Adipurush, when you come to prasadam, you should be like a lion. Just take and eat. I thought, oh, sounds interesting. Be completely unashamed and completely serious. Just go for it. Not half-half, just do it. So that's from Chanakya Niti. Then from a crane. What is the one thing to take from a crane? The wise person should restrain his senses like the crane, because you can see the crane standing on one leg sometimes, yeah, meditating. So one should be able to be very disciplined, controlling all the senses with due understanding of place, time, and ability. He's sitting, standing, waiting until the whatever frog or something comes, then he eats. I guess that's the meaning, right? Now, cock from a rooster, cock from Petelin, yeah? Petelin. Ne divi. Svaki, svaki. Yes. Kako? Cook-a-doodle-doo. Yeah. To wake at the proper time. To take a bold stand and fight. To make a fair division of property among relatives. And to earn one's own bread by personal work are the four excellent things to be learned from a cock, from a rooster. Yeah? Then, five things from a crow. One is boldness, union with the wife or the husband only in secret privacy, not public. Storing away useful items. You learn from a crow. Sometimes they steal something bright, yeah? Watchfulness. They are, you know, looking. What are you doing? Who is there? Yes? Watchfulness. And not easily trusting others. These are five things to be learned from a crow. How do you call it? Vrana? Or Vrane? Then, from a dog. This I remember. I still haven't learned. They're very important. So, a dog. Six things to learn from a dog. Being satisfied when you have little to eat. Little or nothing to eat. Being satisfied. Yes. Or, when there is a lot to eat, you eat a lot. To be able to immediately wake up after a little sleep and to immediately fall asleep when there is nothing to do. Big devotion, unflinching devotion to the master. Unflinching devotion, unflinching loyalty. And bravery. Sometimes this teeny, teeny little dog attacks. Not afraid. So these are six things to learn from a dog. Then three things from an ass, jackass, from a donkey. Although an ass is tired, he continues to carry his burden. He doesn't care. He's unmindful of cold and heat. Pays no attention to cold or heat. And he's always contented. These three things should be learned from the ass. He who will practice these 20 virtues will become invincible in all and undertakings. If you practice these 20 virtues, everything will be victorious. Whatever you do will be victorious. This is Chanakya Niti Darpanam, chapter 6. Anyway, so you can see everybody has something good. So Yudhishthir, we see that he never saw anybody as worse than him. Duryodhana could not find anybody who was better than him, and Yudhishthir could not find anybody who was worse than him. So that's the attitude of a devotee, that we try to see Krishna everywhere. You can see that that's the idea. You learn even from a dog, even from a donkey. You can learn something good. And all these good, amazing, wonderful qualities are Krishna's opulences. This is all Krishna. Krishna is wonderful. And if we connect ourselves to Krishna, then our life will be becoming more and more wonderful also. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We had a sculptor, right? Vainateya, somewhere in, that's from Vainateya, yes. I remember that he was doing, in Germany, he was in, Okay, any questions, comments, points? Shall we check if we'll do the right? Sorry, I have something. Hare Krishna. Yes, that's the morning question, I think. From Garbhodakashaya Vishnu on the lotus, Vairaja Brahma, the form of Brahma for enjoyment appeared. The four-headed Brahma appeared. Then four-headed Brahma appeared. Sounds like there are two Brahmas in the universe. He's one on the lotus, the other on Satyaloka. He's one the There are not two Brahmas, there are many Brahmas. In the third canto you can read that they also, when he created something that was not very nice, he left that body. So there are many Brahmas. And there is Brahma, which is Hiranyagarbha, made out of the shining Mahatattva, Brahma in Satyaloka. And then it's Vishnachakravarti Thakur explains that when the cow, earth in the form of a cow, went to pray to Lord Brahma, this was not Satyaloka, because we know that in Satyaloka he is listening to the concert by the Gandharvas and it will take forever. So she went to Brahma's expansion on Sumeru. On Sumeru they have, like in Slovenia, everybody has a summer house in Istria. And right? near the sea. So the demigods have summer houses on the top of Sumeru mountain. So she went there. So they have expansions there. They have expansions there. So she prayed to that Brahma, and he lives on a different time. So that time is not so fast as in, or not so slow as, well, it's not so packed as in Brahmaloka. So there are many Brahmas. Yeah, for different purposes. Okay, so dear devotees, we should be like lions in Krishna's service, and like how does Prabhupada be like yeah, learn six things from a dog. Yes, if there is a lot, you're happy. If there is little, you're happy. Yes. I read his question. I read. Sempre bro. Wonderful Krishna ki jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.